We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you first hear this comparison, you might go, all right, stop. Pump the brakes a little bit here. We've had the summertime debate, right? Who's the who's the greatest of all time? You got the Michael Jordan camp and the LeBron James camp and an occasional like Kobe yeller.
Oh, has that been debated?
That jumps in. Every once in a while it's been debated.
Usually it is.
It's been debated.
Just like they're debating whether or not New England is being undervalued now and underestimated on NFL Network.
So I'm debating what this thing is sitting off the side of the road here on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
When you,
I think it's a sign upside down.
Hear Michael Jordan and Patrick Mahomes, you might actually be pulled over to the side of the road. Because it doesn't seem like it should be in the same sentence. A guy that's a year and a half into his career versus a guy who's arguably the greatest American athlete ever.
Mm-hmm.
But there is some impact that goes with that as well. The impact on the game, the impact on the brand, the ability to elevate the sport, to get more eyeballs to a sport when you don't have a vested interest in that team necessarily, right? I think those are the most powerful, I've said for years, quarterbacks. I've watched a lot of quarterbacks on a lot of teams, Brady, Rodgers, or that I could care less about their teams. Like, I don't care anything. But I've watched a lot of
their games
for somebody, yeah, I don't give two rips about.
That's right.
And I think there was a little of that with Jordan. You might have not even liked the Bulls. But, man, Jordan makes you watch. LeBron makes you watch. You might not like the Lakers, but LeBron makes you watch. And I think that
Mahomes
is certainly in that category.
I will, back in the day, not so much anymore because that whole West Coast thing that you nailed a year ago is so right. I don't think I've seen LeBron play a game since he went to the Lakers. But when he was playing on the East Coast, I would watch games just to watch LeBron James. Certain athletes have that. Say, Albert Pujols was like that for me in baseball. Every time his at-bat would come up, I'd stop whatever I was doing and make sure I was watching Albert Pujols, with his at-bat. I think little bit of a different sense, Jorge Soler was like that this year. He wanted to see every one of his at-bats because he thought he was going to hit a home run every single time. So I think there are certain players that just transcend the game and make the overall sport better. And Patrick Mahomes is doing that right now for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think when you compare the early days of Michael Jordan, his first couple years, they're identical to Patrick Mahomes and his early years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Michael Jordan brought in more fans, more eyeballs, made the NBA very, very popular. In fact, as I said earlier, I've had a lot of people in Kansas City over the years that have been associated with sports tell me, boy, if Michael Jordan came 5 years earlier, the Kings never would have left for Sacramento because Kansas City would have loved up the NBA because of Michael Jordan. He had that much power. Patrick Mahomes is doing the same things. Season tickets at like an all-time high recently here in Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes coming in. You have eyeballs and ratings at an all-time high right now in the NFL, and a lot of that has to do with Patrick Mahomes and people tuning in. And you are also having Patrick Mahomes take a sport and make it more popular for those who may not be a fan of a certain team. Like, he put the Chicago Bulls on the map and as a brand and as an identity, and everybody knew the PA announcer and the theme that they played when they did the introductions. I mean, the Chicago Bulls became a household name and a household franchise because of Michael Jordan. And he didn't win his first championship, I want to say, to like year, what, eight maybe, Josh, in the league when he came in, right? Roughly, he didn't win right away. It took some time to knock off the Pistons and the Bad Boys and things of that nature. And when he finally won that championship, then you put him in that category of, the GOAT, and of course he won six. So Patrick Mahomes right now, where he is at in year 1.5, in my opinion, is directly parallel to where Michael Jordan was in year 1.5, came on the scene, started to transcend the sport, and created fans of him and his team that didn't exist before. And I think the rise of Patrick Mahomes and of Deshaun Watson and of Lamar Jackson and of Russell Wilson and some of these great quarterbacks we have right now, I think have helped grow the NFL. When you thought the NFL was capped out and couldn't grow anymore, and oh, nobody's watching anymore. This league has taken off, and I think Patrick Mahomes is a big reason why.
Clark Hunt, Chiefs CEO, was asked about Harrison yesterday.
Certainly a goal for us to grow our fan base, and when you have a successful team, that helps, and obviously when you have a star player, that also helps. Our family was and still is with the Chicago Bulls, so we got to live through that experience with Michael Jordan and see it firsthand. That was a special time for the Bulls organization, and Michael did a lot to grow their brand, not only nationally, but on an international basis. And I think certainly to some degree, Patrick gives us that same opportunity.
I totally forgot about that until yesterday when he said it. I'm like, oh, yeah, the Hunt family does have interest in the Bulls.
That's right.
They were part of the ownership group of the Bulls.
Right, and still
are. This is directly related to that. Okay, all right, you get it.
Yeah,
all right.
He gets it. No, he totally gets it. And as Ryan just said in my ear, my producer is telling me in my ear right now that Michael Jordan didn't get out of the first round.
He tells you helpful stuff in your ear?
He just tells fart jokes most of the time.
Okay, all right.
But what did you say? Michael Jordan didn't make it out of the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs until his fifth year as a player
in
the league?
That's right, and then he lost in the Eastern Conference semifinals in 87-88.
Right.
Took until
1991 to win that first title.
Yeah, it took until 91 to win the first title.
So eight years?
Yeah, it took him till six seasons to get to a final or an Eastern Conference final.
So you could actually say Patrick Mahomes, even on the field, is trending.
It's a vastly different sport, obviously.
Well, also, it's a different day and age. You're not allowed to do that anymore. You're not allowed to have the ascension of overcoming obstacles.
Because Tom Brady won right away.
Getting by those things and everything. It's what have you done for me right now.
Right.
So and especially in the NFL, you're not allowed that leeway.
Tom Brady was one of the great things that happened to sports, but he may also be the worst thing that happened to sports.
I'm just saying, look right here.
Yeah, he's really ruined the bar for success.
No, he has. I mean, like, everything gets compared. Well, Tom did it in his first year. He was a six-round draft pick.
Let's look right here. The Chiefs lost the AFC Championship game last year, correct?
In Patrick Mahomes' first year as a starter.
And everybody has said, our show included, Super Bowl or bust.
That's right.
It's not a 3-year get over the hump, get past the Pistons, and get yourself in to the NBA Finals. It's do it now. I mean, the time frame is shrunk.
Well, owner said it too, Josh.
You're not allowed to have a Jordan type. Right? You want the six titles now. You don't want the 5 or 6 years it takes to get to that title.
Well, I think in sports we see that Jordan had a long career, although he took the 2 years off. Had a long, long, long career in the NBA.
That was load management.
Right. That's exactly what that was. No question. And I think what you're looking at with Patrick Mahomes right now,
dice load management, maybe.
Maybe.
I'm not sure.
I think people, I think, in the back of their minds are scared, like he's going to all of a sudden Andrew Luck this thing and walk away from the game. And I just don't think that's going to happen. I think he has a better opportunity to be a Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning type of career than a 6-year Andrew Luck career or whatever it was in Indianapolis for him. So I think people are nervous that he might go away. I think it also has to do with we don't know how to handle success here in Kansas City because we haven't had a lot of it. And when we get that close, we feel like, oh, that's just so Chiefs again. We're never going to get there. No, it does take time. And again, Tom Brady, I think, ruined everything for everybody. The greatest basketball player of all time didn't win his first championship until year 8, and it took him 5 years to get out of the first round of the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes got to the AFC Championship game in his first year, so he's actually doing better than what Michael Jordan did on the NBA court in the same amount of time, and he's transcending the game and creating fans and bringing fans in like Michael Jordan did for the Chicago Bulls. So when people say you're going out of your mind by comparing him to Michael Jordan, no, I'm not. The evidence is right there. In fact, he's trending better right now than Michael Jordan did in his second year as a starter in the NBA.
Chris Broussard of Fox. This was from September. Chris Broussard covers, primarily the NBA.
He beat Clark to the punch.
Yeah, he did.
Patrick Mahomes is Jordan-esque. Yes, as in Michael Jordan. As I watch this guy absolutely torch the NFL, I've been thinking to myself, when is the last time we saw somebody absolutely take a sport like this by storm from day one? And I have to go back to Michael Jordan. Jordan averaged 28 points a game as a rookie, averaged 37 points a game in his second full and healthy season, 35 points a game in his third healthy season. This is what Patrick Mahomes is doing. I'm hearing the same things about Mahomes that I heard about Jordan. I'm seeing analysts who know the game, who've been around the game for decades on television saying they've never seen anything like it, that he's the best they've ever seen to throw the football. And he's doing things we've never seen before, like Jordan did.
And that was from September. And that was more so tailored towards the on-field aspect of it, the on-field versus on-court aspect of it, let alone the impact that they can both have in just elevating a sport in general. That's Chris Broussard of Fox Sports.
Yeah, and,
so,
and
Paul Schaefer on the keytar.
It was. It was absolutely him. I lost my train of thought. But he was talking about analysts. I mean, we heard yesterday what Kurt Warner said about this guy as well. He's trending to be the best quarterback of all time. So I just don't think when people say, well, hang on a second here, he's not Michael Jordan, he is trending to be exactly what Michael Jordan was for the NBA. And you could say, I mean, look, Patrick Mahomes, when he came into the NFL, there were some rocky things going on with the NFL. People had stopped watching because of some controversies and Colin Kaepernick and head injuries and, you know, all the other stuff that took place. Since Patrick Mahomes has been a starter in this league, the ratings have gone back up. The interest has gone back up. The Chiefs are selling more merchandise than ever before. They're selling more season tickets than ever before. They're a national darling on television. Everybody wants them to be in prime time. Patrick Mahomes is having the same effect on the NFL that Michael Jordan did for the NBA when he came into the league.
If you missed it, here's what Kurt Warner had to say about Patrick Mahomes, as told by KNBZ's Jason Katz.
What Patrick Mahomes does mentally, sneaky physically, creating throws, understanding spacing, and with his ridiculous arm talent is so phenomenal. I might argue he's the most complete quarterback we've ever seen. I know it's early. I know we've had some amazing QBs, and I don't say this flippantly.
Ooh. There it is.
The most profound thing
tweet
Ketz,
from Kurt Warner,
Ketz
by
has ever said.
The shortest thing Ketz has ever said, too.
He came in and asked me, he's like, it's pronounced flippantly, right?
I don't know. Is it? Yeah, flippantly.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, that was Kurt Warner's.
It's a big word.
Kurt Warner's a tweet in audio form.
Why are you using that, like, you know, 10-cent word in Twitter? Because that takes up a lot of characters.
Well, what else would you? I don't say this. I mean, flippantly works.
Yeah, it does. I guess it does. Yeah, I don't say this lightly. I don't know.
I like flippantly.
I do like flippantly.
I don't feel like there's a synonym that's really on its level.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.